Welcome to Come Follow Me on the Go. My name is Kylie, and this podcast is designed for families and children that are in the car and on the go. In each podcast episode, I will be sharing brief stories from the Come Follow Me lesson plans. I will also provide questions that families can pause the podcast and discuss and chat and grow closer together as a family unit and closer to Christ while they are in the car and on the go. All right, welcome to this week's Come Follow Me on the Go. You guys are going to have to excuse my funky voice. I've had a little bit of a summer cold, so I sound a little bit different than normal. This week we are in 1 Corinthians, and just a reminder for you kiddos, so Paul is writing letters to the places he served missions in. So he spent a year and a half making friendships and converting people and spreading the gospel with all the Corinthians. And once he left, he started to hear that there was fighting amongst them, that there were divisions between them and people not getting along. And it probably made him super sad. So he started writing letters to give them advice and corrections and teach them how to get closer to Christ. So we are going to start our scripture off with 1 Corinthians 1:25. And in this scripture, we're going to start in 1 Corinthians 2, verse 2. In this scripture, Paul tells these people, "Do you not remember when I came to teach you guys?" He says, "All I knew was that Jesus Christ had lived and he was crucified." He tells them, I didn't say I knew how to solve all your problems or the problems of the world. All I knew was that Jesus Christ lived. Okay, a question for one of our, some of our younger listeners to chat about would be, how do you know that Christ lives? Like, what experiences have you had so far in your life that have taught you that Christ does live and love you? And a question for our older kiddos would be, if you had a mountain of questions and problems and homework and stresses and you didn't know what to do, how would only knowing that Christ lives and loves you be able to help you? If we jump down to verse 5 in chapter 2, Paul teaches the Corinthians where their faith should be placed. And he tells them it shouldn't be on men and their power or their wisdom, but it should be in Christ and on the power of God. So your little thought to discuss as a family is like, share a moment that was faith building for you, like a time that really strengthened your faith. And how does that moment connect you to Christ? Okay, I want you guys, before we do this scripture, to just think about a 3D movie. If you've ever seen a 3D movie, when you look at the screen before you put your goggles on, it's kind of fuzzy. It doesn't look super clear. I actually get a headache from 3D movies. Or maybe you've watched a movie in a different language and you like couldn't understand it at all, right? Until you turned on subtitles and you could read, and then you're able to understand the movie. In chapter 2, verse 14, Paul teaches the Corinthians that unless they have the Spirit with them, they will not be able to understand what the Spirit teaches. So he tells them, the natural man cannot receive what the Spirit is trying to teach them. They will not understand it. So you have to be able to take off the natural man, invite the Holy Ghost into your life to be able to understand and apply and have a desire to do what the scriptures are teaching us to do. So just like looking at a 3D movie, if it was Heavenly Father trying to talk to us, we would hear nothing. We would not understand a thing. The screen would be fuzzy. unless we took the Holy Ghost and we put the goggles on our eyes, and then we are able to see and hear and understand what Christ and Heavenly Father are trying to teach us, because we have those goggles or those subtitles and we've implemented them in our lives. Okay, so for your question for this section is just, what are the things that we need to do to be able to put on our spiritual glasses or to get the subtitles for how the Holy Ghost is communicating with us? Okay, so in the very next chapter, chapter 3, Paul continues on this whole lesson on listening with a natural man or listening with a spiritual eye, right? So he tells them, I wasn't able to speak to you guys spiritually because you still were on such a natural man level. You wouldn't have understood what I was trying to teach you. He said, I fed you with milk like a baby, right? A baby human, a baby cow, they start with milk. And then they get to eat meat once they develop teeth and they've matured enough. But he said, I still can't give you meat. Like, I'm still having to give you guys milk, the basics, because you're still fighting. You're still envying. You're still wanting what other people have. You're still dividing into groups. So he's like, get it together, guys. So a fun thought to chat about would just be, what do you think the milk is versus the meat of the gospel? What are the basics and the beginnings that you need to understand before you can receive the meats of the gospel? And also, is there ever a time that we won't need the milk of the gospel? What do you think? He paints a really good picture through the next verses. He says, thanks to God, he gave me the ability to come to you guys and to build a wise foundation of Christ. And he says, now others are going to now build on top of that foundation. But he says, each one should build with care, because no one can build a foundation other than what was already laid, which is Jesus Christ. And if anyone does build a foundation using worldly goods like good or silver or expensive jewels, straw, wood, hay, he says the day will come that there will be a fire. And that person's work will be tested for the quality of it. So if it was built on worldly things, it will burn. And if it was built on Christ, it will survive the flames. Okay, so if we look up the word care and what it could mean in Hebrew, it could also mean that we're supposed to be watching, we're looking out for, we're supervising, we're monitoring. So what are those foundational action pieces we should be doing to take care of our foundation and to build on top of that foundation carefully and with intention? Okay, that is all that I have for you guys for this week. I hope that you enjoyed the little scriptures that I shared, and thanks for being patient with my scratchy voice, and I look forward to sounding normal, feeling normal, and trying again to learn with you guys next week. I hope that your family grew closer together while you are in the car and on the go.